We listen to you.
Okay, well, my name is Laurent Duquesne. I am 20 years old. I am from Belgium. I am actually studying to become a commercial pilot here in Belgium at BFS. I'm almost finishing my studies. I have a few months left. What can I tell you? I wish to be able to find a job here in Belgium or in Europe, and later on be able to travel in the world. I used to live in United States, so I have I don't have a big problem with English. I had the chance to learn it. And what can I tell you?
Where did you live in the U.S.?
I lived in Washington, D.C. for 3 years when I was younger. And I've never really lived in Belgium. I've always lived in South America and America. So I came back to Belgium when I finished school and I started my formation.
Immediately, right after high school?
Yeah.
Okay. So next exercise is the reading. Please read this text for yourself and explain it to us with your own words.
Okay. So here we have a text that talks to us about the difference between deciding and decision making. It tells us in the first part that there is a difference between deciding that is based on emotional factors, and it should not be confused with decision making, which is a more structured way to. We have a start and a more structured way to find a solution to the end. So it tells us basically that before making a decision on personal feelings, we must evaluate the situation and find the best solution to that end.
Mm-hmm. Thanks very much. Next is the picture description. What do you see on that picture?
So here in this picture we see we are in the cockpit of an aircraft. At the forward we can see there's a student and instructor that are apparently looking at a IFR chart of a random airport, and then they are briefing the approach. And at the background we can see that the airplane is stationed in front of the hangar, and then in the hangar we can see there's apparently a private jet that is parked. And what more can I say? You can see this looks to be like a complex aircraft. I suppose it has to be a jet aircraft, not a small one.
Okay, thanks very much.
Well, we have an open question. Can you give me any number between 1 and 50?
Go with 2.
Number 2. Can you remember the day of your PPL flight test?
Yes.
That's a long time ago.
So my PPL flight test was about 1 year ago. It was with the head trainer of my school, and it was here in Belgium. It was a sunny day in Charleroi, and we decided to go to the Ardennes, southern Belgium, and then come back to Charleroi. And I remember that I was really stressed that day because, as you know, it's a big exam. And after a long flight that took 2.5 hours, I was very tired, and apparently everything went well, so it was a good day. What more can I say? I was flying in a Cessna 150. And PPL, it's small aircrafts. And I don't know, what can I add?
Okay,
when you're stressed, you don't really remember stuff.
Okay, that's fine. Now we have the second part, the simulated flight. So this is your scenario.
Okay.
Take a look. And when you're ready, you will contact Leon Ground. I will be the controller.
Okay.
Please don't write on our paper, but on the scrap paper.
Sure. I suppose the parking and etc.
Everything is written.
Okay.
Yeah. Take your time.
Okay, well, I will start. So, Lyon Ground, this is Frag 2-4 Victor. We are at stand Charlie 8-1. And with information X-ray, we'd like to request startup and clearance.
Frag 2-4 Victor, are you ready to copy the clearance?
Ready to copy Frag 2 Victor. Frag 2-4 Victor.
Frag 2-4 Victoria, clear to destination Victoria via REPC 8 Sierra departure, runway 17 right in use, initial climb 4,000 feet by QNH 1028, squawk 1134, information X-ray is valid.
So Frag 2-4 Victor, we are clear to destination via REP... REPC 8 Sierra departure, runway 17 right, initial climb altitude will be 4,000 feet, QNH 1028 and squawk 1134.
Frag 2-4 Victor, route back is correct. Startup approved, report when ready for pushback.
And report when ready for pushback, Frag 2-4 Victor. Frag 2-4 Victor, we are now ready for pushback.
Frag 2-4 Victor, pushback approved, facing north. Push until Romeo 2 and report ready for taxi.
And clear to push back facing north and taxi to Romeo. Facing north to Romeo 2 and report when ready taxi. Frag 2-4 Victor. And Frag 2-4 Victor ready for taxi.
Frag 2-4 Victor, taxi via Romeo 2, Romeo 1, Tango Charlie. Hold short of Tango 5, runway 17 right.
So we're cleared via Romeo 2, Romeo 1, Tango Charlie, and Tango and hold short Tango 5, runway 17 right. Frag 2-4 Victor.
Frag 2-4 Victor, give way to an Airbus 330 coming from right. When clear of traffic, taxi via Tango to holding point Alpha 1, runway 17 right.
Give way to Airbus 338-330 to the right, and after traffic has passed, taxi via Tango to Alpha 1 holding point, runway 17 right.
Frag 2-4 Victor, contact tower, frequency 120.45.
Contact tower on 120.450, Frag 2-4 Victor. Alors, Lyon Tower. This is Frag 2-4 Victor. We're at holding point Alpha 1, runway 17 right, and we are ready for departure.
Frag 2-4 Victor, when passing 2,000 feet contact approach, frequency 120.225, the wind 160 degrees 4 knots, runway 17 right, clears for takeoff.
And we are clear for takeoff and contact approach on 120.225 at 2,000 feet, Frag 2-4 Victor. And Lyon Radar, Frag 2-4 Victor at 2,000 feet on RAPC 8 Sierra Departure.
Frag 2-4 Victor, you are radar identified, proceed to Echo Bravo, climb flight level 80.
Proceed to Echo Bravo and climb to flight level 80, frag 24, Victor.